The opinions expressed are those of the program host and guest and are not those of WSTU. WSTU does not endorse products that may be mentioned. Any reproduction or retransmission of this broadcast is strictly prohibited without written consent of WSTU. The phone lines are open. Call in with your questions and comments at 220-9788. That's 220-WSTU. It's time for Stuart Laser Talk with your host, Dr. Tred J. Rezacker.
I'm 5'10" and 242 pounds.
I always say this is the biggest I'm ever going to be, and I said that like 20 pounds ago.
A third of Americans are obese. Another third is overweight.
Obesity is the biggest threat to the health, welfare, and future of this country.
I've always been overweight.
I've got diabetes.
Sleep apnea.
Heart disease.
Everything's hurting now.
It's a lot easier to lose weight than it is to keep weight off.
This is probably going to be the first generation of children who are going to have a shorter life expectancy than their parents.
18% of our children right now are obese.
It's not only health, it's about survival and well-being of the United States as a nation.
You don't crave broccoli, and our generation has grown up craving a Big Mac.
I want to think that there's something better for me.
Unless we're able to control this epidemic, we're going to have an abundance of chronic disease.
All of us have to be part of the solution to reduce obesity.
The weight of the nation is out of control, but we can fix that.
If we don't now take this as a really urgent national priority, we are all going to pay a really serious price.
Obesity will crush the United States in oblivion.
Good morning. My name is Dr. Tred Rezacker, and I'm a licensed doctor of chiropractic, and I want to welcome you to another edition of my Slim Body Laser Spa Health and Wellness Show. My intro here today is a story that began at the beginning of humanity, at the beginning of when men actually started to rule the planet. And this was at the beginning of civilization. There were three evil men, and they had discovered the secret to health. They wanted to ensure that when the people needed to know how to be healthy, that they would be able to profit from their newfound knowledge. So they devised a plan. The first one said, "I will hide the secret to health in the tallest mountain to ensure they won't find it there." And the second man said, no, someday they'll explore all the mountains and find our secret. I think it would be better to sink the secret to health at the bottom of the deepest ocean. Then we can be sure no one would ever be able to find it there. The third man, who thought about it, said, eventually man's going to explore his entire planet. And I have an idea. I know a place where they will never look for the secret of health. And here's what he said. "I will take a little piece of the secret to health, and I will put it inside each and every person. Then our secret will be safe, because they will never think of looking for it there." So that is what they did. The secret to health is within each one of you, but for some reason you've been fooled to think it is outside of yourself. Something you have to buy. A plan you must belong to. Something you need to have explained to you for a fee. Something you have to keep with you in your medicine cabinet. Something to keep you dependent on something outside of your own body's ability to heal itself. It is my mission, and yes, sometimes my burden, for over 32 years to teach and to expose this lie. The lie being that your body's ability to heal is far greater than anyone has allowed you to believe. This has never been more true than today. As I told you, my name is Dr. Tred Rezacker. I want to thank you for tuning into my show today. I can be heard every single Tuesday right here from 9 to 10 o'clock. My phone lines will be open at 220-9788, and you can also I can be reached for private consultation at my Stuart office on East Ocean Boulevard. It's called Dr. Tred's Slim Body Laser Spa at 2311 Southeast Ocean Boulevard here in Stuart. My phone number is 772 323-5885. I can be seen and heard online at www.slimbodylaserspa.com. And you can also email me at slimbodylaserspa@gmail.com. I've also been putting all of my radio shows and excerpts and podcasts and testimonials on my Slim Body Laser Spa wellness, you know, on my website. And you want to go to the top search bar and put in radio and podcast. And you'll see all of my shows. I've become quite adept at it, and I get them in right away. So you could hear today's show on that website. Or, of course, you can go online at Stream and put in WSTU streaming, and you can see the show there. So today I am going to go over something called the thyroid gland. Yes, the thyroid gland. Everybody knows what the thyroid gland is, I hope. Today I'm going to give you an overview on the thyroid gland and to tell you a little bit about it. It is the most common hormonal disorder that we're suffering with in the United States. I mean, in my 33 years of practice, every, you know, 5 out of 10 people, especially women and now men, tell me that they're on Synthroid. They're on some thyroid medication and they seem okay with it, right? Some are having problems with it and some are okay with it, but they seem to have a lot of other symptoms, a lot of other problems along with it. And when you understand what the thyroid gland is and what its job is, that treating hypothyroidism with Synthroid is only a small part of the problem. It only treats the underactive thyroid. But your thyroid gland is the master gland of your body. It controls a lot of things, and I'm going to go over those all in the next 20 minutes here. I'm going to give you a summary before we break at the half hour. So if you've been wondering about thyroid and maybe your thyroid's not good or you'd like to know what it is, I'm going to go over the prevalence of thyroid disorders, how common they are. I'm going to go over the anatomy, where your thyroid gland is located and what it should be doing. I'm also going to go over the two most common disorders of thyroid, and that would be hypo, meaning your thyroid's not producing enough of the thyroxin, or hyperthyroid, which is not as common but can be devastating, and that would be something like Graves' disease, where your eyes are bulging and your clock is running too fast. Okay, and then I'm going to go over some of the treatments that the medical professionals recommend, and then I'm going to go over some natural remedies here in the next, hopefully before the 20 minutes. So here we go. By the way, you're listening to Dr. Tred's health and wellness show on, and I'm located at the Slim Body Laser Spa on East Ocean. If you'd like to come in and find out more about it, just give me a call. I really just want to help. So the prevalence and impact of thyroid disease. Right now, more than 12% of the U.S. population will develop a thyroid condition during their lifetime. That's you know, 1 out of every 10. And that's pretty, that's a lot. You know, 12%, that's a huge number. An estimated 20 million Americans have some form of thyroid disease. Up to 60% of those with thyroid disease are unaware that they even have the condition. Yes, women are 5 to 8 times more likely than men to have thyroid problems. Women are much more likely than men. 1 woman in 8 will develop a thyroid disorder in her lifetime. 1 out of 8. Most thyroid cancer, you know, thyroid can become cancerous, respond to treatment. That's good news. Although a small percentage can become very aggressive. The causes of thyroid problems are largely unknown, at least according to medicine. You know, I have some opinions on that, but they're saying it's largely unknown. Undiagnosed thyroid disease may put patients at risk for certain serious conditions, such as cardiovascular disease, osteoporosis, and infertility. You can have undiagnosed thyroid disease and have cardiovascular disease as a result, or you could be, have osteoporosis and infertility. pregnant women with undiagnosed or inadequately treated hypo have an increased risk of miscarriage, preterm delivery, and severe developmental problems in their children. So if you're thinking of having a baby and you're not sure if you're having any symptoms of low thyroid, you want to have that checked out, because if you're going to get pregnant and you're suffering with low thyroid, and they're saying that, you know, 60% of the people that have it aren't even aware they have it, you're running a huge risk of harming your baby. So you want to get your thyroid checked. I'm sure that that's part of a standard protocol when you go into the OBGYN, but some of you don't do that. So you want to make sure. Now, most thyroid diseases are lifelong conditions that don't really go away, according to the medical, you know, the Thyroid Association, the American Thyroid, the ATA. But they can be managed with medical attention. And that's what I see in my office. A lot of people with thyroid, they're not really dealing with a cure. They're just treating the symptom. And I hope to shake you in that, to realize that you can heal from thyroid problems. You can heal and not have to take medicine the rest of your life. But you have to realize it's a very complex condition that needs to be treated in many different ways, not just with thyroid medication. So let's talk about a little bit about what the thyroid gland is, okay? And this is an overview of the thyroid gland. Now, your thyroid gland is a small gland. It only measures about 2 inches across. It lies just under the skin below your Adam's apple in the neck. The two halves of the gland are connected in the middle, and they give the thyroid gland the shape of a bow tie, and it's right in your neck, in the front of your neck. Normally, the thyroid gland cannot be seen and can barely be felt. However, if it becomes enlarged, doctors can feel it easily, and a prominent bulge, which is called a goiter, may appear below or to it, to the sides of the Adam apple. So you can feel your neck right where your Adam's apple is, and if it appears uneven or there's a bulge there, that could be enlarged thyroid gland. Now, the thyroid gland secretes thyroid hormones. That's its job, is to secrete something called thyroid hormones. And thyroid hormones control the speed at which your body's chemical functions proceed. We call that the metabolic rate. Your thyroid hormone influences the metabolic rate in two separate ways. Number one, it stimulates almost every tissue in the body to produce proteins, protein synthesis, which is tissue growth. That's how you grow muscle. That's how you grow new tissues, with protein. It also increases the amount of oxygen that cells can use. It helps the cells increase oxygen uptake. That's two very important things. Helps you produce proteins and helps your cells use oxygen. Now, the thyroid hormone affects many vital body functions, such as your heart rate, the rate at which calories are burned, your metabolic rate, your skin maintenance. It affects the skin, growth, heat production. It can make you very hot. People that have a lot of hot flashes can have thyroid problems. It also controls fertility and digestion. That's why it's the master hormone here. You know, symptoms in digestion, problems with fertility, problems with sweaty and perspiring, brittle skin, low metabolism, weight gain, all can be attributed to a thyroid dysfunction as the master gland. Okay. Now, the thyroid produces two hormones. One is called T4, and it's called thyroxine. The other one is called T3. So you don't need to know that much about it. Just know that the T4 and T3 have to be released by the thyroid, and they circulate free into the blood. So your thyroid gland secretes the T4 and the T3, and this circulates freely in the bloodstream. However, it is this free hormone that is active when the free hormone is used by the body, and some of it is bound, is released to form the binding protein, which is what allows you to synthesize the proteins. As thyroid hormones are used, some of the iodine contained in the hormones is released. So you've heard about iodine and the need for that. That's why they put it in the salt. So to produce thyroid hormones, your thyroid gland needs iodine. So that's why they add it into salt, and people with thyroid underactive, that's why they give them iodine, an element contained in food and water. The thyroid gland traps iodine and processes it into thyroid hormones. As the hormones are used, some of the iodine is released. It returns to the thyroid gland and is recycled to produce more thyroid hormones. Now, your body also produces, the thyroid gland also produces the hormone called calcitonin. Now, this is really important because calcitonin is the hormone which helps your bone strength. If you have the proper amounts of calcitonin and you're exercising and there's some other factors, your bone strength is good. But what can be happened is you can produce too much calcitonin. You can have a hyperactive problem, and that can lead to the lay down of calcium in different parts of the body, such as calcium deposition, which we call osteoarthritis. So those, you know, the arthritis that's so common in aging has to do with high levels of calcitonin. It could be related to the thyroid. Now, the body has a very complex mechanism for adjusting the level of thyroid hormones. Way too much to go into here, but just know that whether the levels of thyroid hormones are circulating in the blood or getting too low or too high, the body can adjust it by sending messages to the thyroid. So if you're wondering if you have any thyroid problems, the best thing to look at, you know, of course, you need to go to a doctor and have your thyroid checked. I mean, so the first thing a doctor would do is he would feel your neck to see whether the gland is enlarged. Now, depending on the results of the examination, they may recommend some blood work because you don't know if it's the thyroid or the pituitary gland. So these are the two glands that have to be ruled out when thyroid problems. So one of the things they do is they do a thyroid function test. And the thyroid function test measures the level of the hormones in the blood supply. They measure TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone, and T4 and T3 levels. So if the doctor feels that these levels are elevated and there's no growth, so they're going to do a bunch of other tests, too many to go into here. But what they'll do is if they suspect that it's a hypoactive thyroid and it's not producing enough of the T4, the thyroxine, the T4 and T3, that's when they prescribe the synthetic thyroid medication. Okay? Now, obviously, there's a lot more to it than what I'm telling you here. I don't have that much time. You don't need to understand everything that goes on in a doctor's office, because that's what doctors do. But one of the ways that you might know if you're having hyperthyroid, if you're having thyroid problems, is really your symptoms, how you're feeling today. You know, there's a whole bunch of symptoms that relate to thyroid problems. And I will go over those if I had it. So one of them might be loss of weight, skin brittleness, loss of hair, tired all the time, excessive sweating, low energy, you know, metabolism, weight gain, appetite problems, infertility. These are all symptoms of having thyroid problems. So the two most common conditions are hypothyroidism and hyperthyroidism. So I'm going to go over those briefly here and explain to you. Let's go over the most common first, which would be hypothyroidism, an underactive thyroid gland. So in general, your doctor may test you for an underactive thyroid if you're feeling increasingly tired, have dry skin, constipation and weight gain, or have had previous thyroid problems or even a goiter. Diagnosis of hypothyroidism is based on your symptoms and the results of blood tests measuring the level of TSH. A low level of thyroxine and high TSH indicates an underactive thyroid gland. Now, doctors can diagnose thyroid disorders much earlier than they did in the past, often before you even have symptoms, because the thyroid TSH test is the best screening test. Your doctor will likely check that first and then follow with a thyroid hormone test if needed. So the treatment for underactive thyroid is very standard, and it involves a daily use of the synthetic thyroid hormone called levothyroxine. It's called Levo-T or Synthroid. This oral medication restores adequate hormonal levels, reversing the signs and symptoms of hypothyroidism. Now, you most likely will start to feel better soon after you start treatment. The medication gradually lowers cholesterol levels elevated by the disease, and you may reverse any weight gain. Treatment with levothyroxine will likely be lifelong, but because the dosage you need may change, you need to have your TSH level checked every year. You hear that? So a lot of you out there that maybe had some thyroid medications haven't had it checked in a while. You need to do it every year because your body can change and you might have to increase it or decrease it. You want to do the right thing and have the best information possible. So one of the things, excessive amounts of the hormone can cause side effects if you have too much of it. One is it's called you have an increased appetite, difficulty sleeping, heart palpitations, and shakiness. And that is exactly the signs of hyperthyroidism. So if you get too much Levo-T or Synthroid and it's too much, you're going to have symptoms of a thyroid that's overactive, and that's not good. And if you have coronary artery disease, your doctor may start treatment with a smaller amount of medication and gradually increase to make sure that your heart can adjust to the increase in the metabolism. All right. So that's what we call hypothyroidism. Now, there's certain medications that may affect your ability to absorb the thyroid medication. So talk to your doctor if you eat large amounts of soy products or a high-fiber diet, which is a good diet, but it can leach away some of the thyroid medication. And also calcium supplements and iron supplements can be a little bit not indicated if you're on thyroid medication. So I'm going to just summarize. We're going to go to break in about 2 minutes here, and I'm just going to summarize hyperthyroidism because this is something that really has to be treated at a medical office because it can be very dangerous. So hyperthyroidism is it can show up as a slight tremor in your fingers when they're extended. You could have overactive reflexes. When the doctor taps your reflexes, your eyes, your arms and legs will overact. Eye changes, the bulging, warm, moist skin. Your doctor will also examine your thyroid gland as you swallow to see if it's enlarged, bumpy, or tender. They also might check your pulse. In other words, your system is overclocking. It's moving too fast when the thyroid becomes a hyperthyroidism. Okay? So if it indicates hyperthyroidism, your doctor may recommend some more testing. So that would be radioiodine uptake testing. Thyroid scan and a thyroid ultrasound. So if you come up with hyperthyroidism, the best approach depends on your age, your physical condition, and the underlying cause. So one of the things that they will include in treatment for hyperthyroidism is radioactive iodine. This is taken by the mouth. Radioactive iodine is absorbed by the gland and it causes the gland to shrink. This treatment may cause thyroid to slow enough to be considered underactive, and you may eventually need to take medication to control the balance of the thyroid one more time. Now, there's something called antithyroid medications, and these gradually reduce symptoms by preventing your thyroid gland from producing excess amounts of hormones. Symptoms do improve within several weeks to months, but treatment with antithyroid medications can last at least a year or longer. They also use beta blockers. And these are something which treat high blood pressure. They don't affect thyroid levels, but they ease symptoms such as tremor and rapid heart rate and palpitations. So that's why doctors prescribe the beta blockers, which is really for heart conditions. Now the end is surgery, thyroidectomy. If you can't tolerate the thyroid drugs and you don't want to have radioactive iodine therapy, you may be a candidate for thyroid surgery, although that's only an option in a very few cases. All right, so that's my summary of the thyroid gland, and I can tell you at the Slim Body Laser Spa, a lot of you who come in and struggle with difficult weight loss, you can't seem to lose fat, you can't seem to lose weight, the thyroid gland is a lot, can be a player in this. So I make sure that when you come in for your consultation, that you're screened, you know, appropriately, that your thyroid is under, that you're under care of a doctor if it's a problem, or if your symptoms, if you're not treated, you know, I would refer for somebody for that treatment. So, okay, so that's about thyroid gland. I hope it was informative to you. There's a lot of natural things we can do, which I'll go into a little bit in the next half hour. So we'll be right back. Thank you. Bye.
Now back to Stuart Laser Talk here on WSTU 1450. And back to your host, Dr. Tred J. Rezacker.
Okay, welcome back. Second half. So today, in this last half, so the first half we went over the thyroid gland. It's the master gland of the body. Controls a lot of your metabolism. It controls your protein synthesis to be able to grow tissue. It also it controls the body's ability to uptake oxygen, which is really critical for all of your systems to work properly. You need oxygen. So if you're having any symptoms from thyroid, you know, then you need to have a doctor check it out. If you notice, if you feel your neck and you feel it's a goiter or it's enlarged, you definitely want to go to the doctor, have that checked out. And if you're under thyroid medication, if you've had thyroid problems in the past and you've been to the doctor and they have you on medication, you make sure that you're getting it checked yearly. It's very important because those levels can change. And the other part I have found about thyroid glands and people are it really is a lot to do with, even though they're on the thyroid medication, it's not perfect in how it helps the body. The body is a lot more that the thyroid does than just produce the thyroxine. And when you're taking synthetic thyroxine, which is made in a lab, not necessarily your own levels, you can still have some thyroid issues without really, you know, and you still need help. And one of the things that happens is you get this excessive weight gain. It's the weight gain that happens as you get older. You know, adults are a lot more vulnerable to thyroid problems than younger people. And that is absolutely the truth. So one of the things that happens with aging, so this is how the aging affects the thyroid gland. Aging itself has only minor effects on the thyroid gland and the thyroid hormone. As people get older, the thyroid gland shrinks and it shifts lower in the neck. It starts to drop down. And the level of the thyroid hormone, T3, may fail slightly, but the speed of vital functions changes very little. However, thyroid disorders become much more common with aging, particularly hyperthyroidism or hypothyroidism, which is slow thyroid. These can be thought as a great masquerader in older people. You know, they don't even know they have it. These disorders often cause symptoms that are easily mistaken for symptoms of getting old or even signs of getting old. You know, slower actions, cognitive problems, constipation, excessive weight gain. And, you know, as we told you in the first part of the show, the thyroid gland is misdiagnosed. People don't even know they have it. 60% of the people with thyroid functional problems don't even know they have it. And they just think that they're suffering with the normal aches and pains or the aging process. So an increase or a decrease in your thyroid function can dramatically worsen the way an older person feels. And it can greatly diminish their ability to carry out daily activities. Things like cleaning themselves, taking baths, going shopping, cleaning up around the house, doing yard work. These are called daily activities, and a decreased thyroid can dramatically worsen these symptoms. It's for these reasons, these masks, this problem must be unmasked and recognized for what they are so they can be effectively treated. Screening older people for hyperthyroidism and hypothyroidism is helpful. Some experts recommend measuring the level of thyroid-stimulating hormone in the blood in people over 65 every 5 years, just to make sure that you're in balance with it. Now, there's no doubt in my life, as the doctor of the Slim Body Laser Spa, you know, I'm using a non-invasive, non-surgical laser to help to melt away, to reduce inches in your subcutaneous fat compartment. This would be the fat that you can grab and pinch with your hand, not the stuff behind the muscle. That's visceral fat, and that you got to exercise to get rid of that. We're dealing with the outer fat level, and along with that, we also handle the visceral fat because we also offer weight loss, exercise, and nutritional consultations as part of our program. It's included in the laser program. And I don't have the exact statistic, but I would venture to say that over 50 to 60% of the people that are over 55 and 60 have thyroid issues when they come in and they're on the exams. I see them on the history, and they're all dealing with a lot of symptoms of a thyroid problem, such as low energy, low libido, increased fat production, you know, increased fat accumulation, even though they're exercising, working out, eating good foods. And they blame it on stress. They blame it on the wine that they had last week or the glass of wine they like every night, which is not a problem. It gets blamed a lot, but one glass is not a deal breaker, trust me. And to realize that it could be the thyroid, or maybe you're under thyroid care and you need help with energy, with this fat accumulation. Maybe you've been put on steroidal medications for a breathing problem like prednisone, and it's life-saving to have prednisone when you can't breathe, absolutely. But prednisone causes rapid weight accumulation in the outer fat. In fact, in medicine, they call it a buffalo chest. When someone's on prednisone for a long time, they become buffalo chested, where their neck looks like it connects to their chest and their arms around their upper arms becomes enlarged. That can be from prednisone. And when they stop taking prednisone or wean themselves, it can take 2 or 3 years to get that extra weight off. At the laser spa, we can apply the laser gently to those pockets of fat accumulation and in a series of 9 30-minute laser sessions, and then whole body vibration afterwards, cleaning up your diet to help you with nutrition, you can lose those pockets super quickly. I mean, dramatic results that you'll see, feel, measure, and you'll see on pictures. You'll see it in the mirror. Your clothes will fit you better. Your shirt will, you know, you won't have to hide it as much. It's what the laser can do. Very different than just eating better and exercising because of that reason. So the other part that happens with people is they men will get something called male boobs. Gynecomastia is the term for it. And this has to do with hormonal issues. It can have to do with estrogen, dominant estrogen. But really, as men get older, they become more feminized. They start to lose their testosterone, which makes a 22-year-old super active, you know, as a 22-year-old man would, with a lot of facial hair and a lot of libido. And as men get older, their testosterone starts to drop. And they start to look more like an older female. I mean, It's you see it in actors when they play older women. It's like, oh wow, all he needed was a wig and he looks just like an old woman, you know, because men start to become round around the midsection. Not that all women look that way. Trust, I don't mean that in any way, any disrespect at all. But I think you know where I'm pointing with this. They don't look like a 22-year-old anymore. And so men will develop belly fat, and they'll also develop fat around their chest called male boobs. And it's the kind of stuff that when you squeeze it, it's really soft and gushy. That's what the laser can help. We can take that soft and gushy area, literally lay on your back for 30 minutes. We apply these paddles, which hold the energy, for 10 minutes on each area. So we move the paddles from one spot to a second spot to a third spot, which pretty much encompasses your whole midsection and around the sides. After the laser comes off, that laser has released, opened up the fat cells, and allows you to absorb and burn 600 calories approximately of fatty acid. Not glucose, not stored energy, pure fatty acids. And when your body is hungry, which is why you don't eat 2 hours before the laser or 2 hours afterwards, you being hungry, those calories are readily absorbed by your body and you burn them as energy in the next 2 hours. So at the end of the fourth hour, you've lost inches because the laser shrunk the fat and those extra calories were consumed and burned as energy by you because you followed some few simple suggestions. That is very different than a cool sculpting procedure or the hot lasers or liposuction. What they're doing is they're all targeting the same area, the same fatty compartment, but the mechanism that they use to shrink and to reduce damages the tissue. It uses energy to destroy the fatty layer. It's only a little bit of fat they destroy each time they put it on, but those fatty tissue, which once was full of life and energy and necessary, becomes dead tissue. And it turns fluid-like, and it can become pussy. And then your body has to absorb that dead tissue, and it takes anywhere between 4 to 6 to 12 weeks for the body to absorb that dead, frozen, burned, shocked with ultrasound, heated with radio frequency like the EM sculpt. It takes time for the body to absorb that dead tissue. And unfortunately, for some of you out there, not a huge amount, some of it is not absorbed. It stays as lumps and bumps. It can stay as irregular tissue. Depends on how much energy was applied, how well of a candidate you were, if you were selected properly. And those are the risks involved with body sculpting that doesn't involve what we're doing. And the best way that I could describe what it is those other processes do compared to what we're doing is give you a little analogy, which is kind of silly. I would never do this to somebody, but suppose, you know, we were to take that fatty layer, the stuff you can squeeze, you know, right there, and you were to hold your arms up, and I was to take my fists and start punching your belly really fast. Not enough to go through the muscular wall, not enough to like hit you in the belly, and not enough to hurt the top of the skin, but just kind of bum, 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 you know, just keep hitting it. And what if I was to do that for 30 or 40 minutes to your outer fatty layer? You know, you would be bruised, and I stopped. You'd be bruised. You would have swelling, right? You'd have a hematoma because that force broke some of the blood vessels and destroyed some of the tissue. You know what happens when you get hit with a bat or something like that. And then it would then turn black and blue, right? And then it might swell some more and you'd have some discomfort. And how many weeks would it take for that swelling, for that damage to go down to become where it's no longer black and blue? 6 to 12 weeks, right? Now, sometimes you might be left over with some lumps and bumps and some uneven, you know, from the damage, from the injury. That will never, ever happen at the Slim Body Laser Spa. Compared to, you know, cool sculpting, safe sculpt, sculpture, all these EMS, RF, Vanquish, laser lipo, these conditions compared to surgery are non-invasive when you compare them to surgery. Absolutely. When you compare them to what we're doing, they're very invasive. And the pictures are all over the internet. I don't have to show you. Now, that doesn't happen to everybody, but there's a percentage it does happen to. And I would rather not have to be that 1% or that 0.001% who has a bad experience from it. And the Slim Body Laser Spa, very different. This low-level laser that we apply to your to the same area that those other procedures, we're all targeting the same spot. My laser, simply after 8 to 10 minutes of gentle infrared red light, safe healing light, changes the permeability of the fat cells. Basically, it makes the fat cells form little microscopic pores. And when those little holes form from that energy, the contents just kind of oozes into the tissue. It's not forced out. It's not damaged in any way. And the fluid is absorbed by the lymphatic system immediately. It's moved quicker through whole body vibration. But either way, it's going to be absorbed. After 1 to 2 weeks, those fat cells, those holes close, and that fat cell is 100% intact. And I can show you the research on that. So the laser energy pierces the fat cells just like a hormone would. The contents is released, absorbed by the body. You burn it as energy. 2 weeks or so later, those fat cells close back up again, and they're less empty. I mean, they're less full. They've been emptied. And that gives you the inch loss without the swelling, the tissue damage, the healing time that's associated with all those other procedures. So it's been something that has been really important to me many years ago when I first was introduced to these procedures. I would never do something like liposuction, even if I could, you know, even if I was just making the money on it. And, you know, I'm not licensed to do lipo, obviously. I'm a chiropractor. But to me, it was, I saw people that got hurt from it. And I would never do that. It's not in my concept. It's not in my belief. And I'd seen some of the other processes, the ultrasound, the cavi lipo. This was before Cool Sculpting even existed. I'd seen hot lasers, and man, people would get burned sometimes. They'd have injuries from it, or it just didn't make any change. The people got very little result because of the they couldn't go deep with it because they could hurt them if you go too much. And the procedure that I'm using was discovered 12 years ago by liposuction doctors in Colombia. It's called the Neira L4 technique, if you want to be, you know, sufficient about it. And what they found was is that the liposuction doctors, when they do lipo and they suck out fat, it has a lot of risks that are associated with it. Anesthesia reactions, bleeding, overbleeding, blood clots, the injury forms a fluid layer called a serous layer, which is a big fluid-filled sac that has to be drained off. That's why they put the drains in. You can have skin, you know, there's a lot of risks involved with it. And what they found out was if they used a laser like I'm using, a low-level laser, not a hot laser, one that's very gentle, after 30 minutes, and they open up the fat cells, they kind of cause them to be more fluid-like without damaging it. Then when they did their procedure, the sucking procedure, they were able to pull out fluid versus the chunks. There was less bleeding. There was less downtime. There was less injury. There was less fluid left over for that fluid layer. And the results were dramatic. And I do have that research at my office. It's in about a 12-page report. And I'm also going to post it on the internet because it's so powerful. You'll see it on my Slim Body Laser Spa. And as a result of that, they got a better result with liposuction. They took that to the FDA and they had it approved. And that was in 12 years ago, 13 years ago. It was in 2006. And as a result of that, that energy, that red light, what they found was after they did the laser before the lipo and it liquefied some of the outer fat, that if they didn't do the liposuction that right afterwards, they waited, you know, the next day or 2 days, some of the people, that fatty layer was absorbed and the person actually got an inch loss from just the laser without having to have the lipo. Now, that had to do with the person's metabolism, how healthy they were, how much fat they had, you know, their how much they ate. There was a lot of factors that came into play as to whether or not how many inches they would lose just from the laser, because it's only released in the top layer about an eighth of an inch, kind of like a cheese. You know what a cheese knife is? That one, that wire that they go and they take a slice of cheese off. Anywhere you put this low-level laser, it's like one eighth of an inch underneath the skin of fat is released. And they found out that 2 days later it was absorbed. And then they did the procedure again, and they didn't do the lipo, and it was absorbed again. And they found out if they did it three times a week for 2 weeks, they could person could lose an inch to an inch and a half pretty easily without any downtime. And that is when they made this other machine called the Zorona, and that was in 10 years ago. It was 2 years after the first initial FDA clearance and approval. And the Zorona was FDA cleared, and it is FDA approved for circumferential inch reduction in hips, waist, thighs, and stomach. Guaranteed, that's why we exist. That first FDA approval on the Zorona from Irconia, and I have the, I got all that data at the office, allowed us with the machine we're using called the Lapex BCS body contouring system. It is using the exact same technology as that first surgical intervention where they used it before surgery. That wavelength, that red light, that 628 nanometers at 140 milliwatts, which is a very low power, is the magic energy to reduce fatty tissue. It targets the fat cell. And when you apply it broadly, like a belt almost, you can release those calories. And then if a person's willing to eat better, do whole body vibration if they can, or exercise more, all depends on what you come in with. Some people need help, some don't. The results can be dramatic. And you can lose fat. And you know what happens? And this is the best part about this. You become motivated to lose weight. You see it. You're like, my God, look at the inches I lost. It was like 4 weeks. I lost four pant sizes, three dress sizes. And I didn't have to eat that, you know, I didn't have to discipline that much. Give me the diet. I'm going to go start to the gym. I'm going to start eating better. I feel there's hope. And that, my friend, is what we do every single day at the Slim Body Laser Spa. All right. I hope that was clear. I hope that makes sense to you. It's real important to me. Hey, free consultations. We got three laser rooms. I got three beautiful machines. We're only half full right now because of the COVID. We're open. We're clean. We can help you. We'll work with you. But you got to give us a call. It's 772-223-5885. Go online, hit the contact page, or just get in your car, put your mask on, and come down to the spa and check it out. I hear the music. So I want to thank you so much. Remember, you can hear this show on my website as of tomorrow, Dr. Tread Slim Body Laser Spa. Go to podcasts and radios, scroll down. You'll see the date. You can listen to it again. Hey, have a great day. And remember, think thin.